This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of my favorite holidays and my kids' favorite holidays has been Halloween. There is something about extorting food, right, or treats from people, or threatening vandalism that just kids and adults are just into. And trick-or-treat allows you to do illegal activities. Now, people love being criminals. You know, so you get to go up to a house, you go trick-or-treat. So you're basically blackmailing them. And they're forced to find something in their house to give you, right, because you want a treat. I mean, I go trick-or-drink, so you see, really, it's really hard when they're trying to find, I got alcohol, I swear I got alcohol. And I go, man, the trick's going to be really, really bad. And they go, by the looks of you, I could tell. So, I'm like, trick-or-treat. So, they give you your treat, or they give you your drink, and then you go, you know what? All right, you got off easy. All right, I'm not going to go after your house. I'm not going to TP your house. I'm not going to egg your house. And kids love it. Kids love threatening the neighbors, and the neighbors being all scared where they, you know, give you all the candy that they have. And we especially like to sneak into the super rich neighborhoods because they give out full candy bars, right? I am so done with the dum-dums, okay? I don't even know why. Or those 1 cent bubble gums where the flavor lasts for 1 second. So if I want to get my candy and my carb fix, I wait all year for Halloween. I lose weight right before Halloween, you know, because we have Yom Kippur, we have to fast, we have the Jewish holidays, and whenever you eat Jewish food, you get constipated and then you can't eat for days. So, you know, I usually lose a lot of weight right before Halloween, then I get to get it all back with the carbs. So the CDC, right, because of, you know, all their issues that they've had, you know, with PR and masks and airborne and all that, they very quietly released their Halloween guidance. So the CDC gave us Halloween guidance in COVID. And I read some of their guidance to my kids. And their guidance, basically in a nutshell, says don't go to costume parties or have a party. Don't trick-or-treat. Too risky. Maybe decorate the house. Carve a pumpkin. Or family movie night with your mommy and daddy. Now, my boys are like, oh, hell no. I've never heard so many expletives come out of their mouth. It's not the CDC's fault. So we have a COVID pandemic. Kids can carry the virus. Kids are going to be running around. But the CDC is really worried about screaming. What designates a low risk from moderate risk activity is if you think the kids are going to scream. Now, come to think of it, I'm a screamer during Halloween. And I'm out there in the neighborhood. Come on, people, keep it clean. I'm out there in the neighborhood, and I'm always screaming at the kids. I'm not even screaming at my own kids. I scream at everybody's kids. I go, car, watch out for the car. Don't be zigzagging. What's that? Oh, well, give me the candy for parents. Trick or tequila. So I'm yelling. And I get that when you yell, that whole 6 feet social distancing thing doesn't jive. So the CDC has suggested, because of the risk of COVID, they've suggested some low-risk activities, right, for this Halloween. So one is carving and decorating a pumpkin with your parents. Okay. Have you ever done anything woodworking with my husband? Okay. Don't do that. Don't do it. Why? You're holding it wrong. Let me just do it. So, okay, fine. Daddy, you do the pumpkin. Next is you could carve the pumpkin not only inside, but outside. That's exciting. You can decorate your house or apartment or living space. I have a little living space that the family allows me to have in the house. I could decorate that with Michael Fassbender posters. You could do a Halloween scavenger hunt where they have to look for things in the house. Yeah, I have my kids look for toilet bowl cleaners and, you know, Windex, right, to clean. You could have a virtual Halloween costume contest. So you could have a virtual online thing where everybody shows their costumes and then they have a contest as opposed to being in person. Thank you, CDC. CDC is not known for their party planning, okay? Just cut them some slack. You could have a Halloween movie night with the people you live with. Or I guess you could invite over grandma, right? But the problem is when grandma comes over, the movies are, you know, always black and white. And then you could have a scavenger hunt around the home, which is a trick-or-treat search where instead of looking for cleaning stuff, you could look for candy. So that's what the CDC recommends is Halloween. Now I have an issue because Halloween never falls on a Saturday, and this year falls on a Saturday night. Of all the years for Halloween to fall on a Saturday night, you could go to a party, and you could be out all night, and you could be, oh my gosh, or you could actually trick or drink, and then not have to worry about going to work the next day early. I watch football, 10 a.m. football, so I do have to set my alarm for like 9:45. But we have been waiting a decade for a Saturday night Halloween. No parties. They say moderate risk activities would be, you know, maybe what you could do is have little goodie bags of candy at the end of the driveway. This is what they suggested. Where when kids trick-or-treat, they are 6 feet distance. They grab the bag and go. Now, for any of the guys that have ever lived in Israel, if there's a bag sitting on the side of the road, okay, you avoid that at all costs. You call the bomb squad. So I don't really know if I like the idea of bags of, by the way, I don't know if you've ever done a, where you poop in a bag and you light on fire for a person's house. I would not tell my kid to grab any bag because there could be poo-poo in it. So that's one option. The other is you could do a parade 6 feet distance. You could have a costume contest as long as everybody is standing 6 feet from themselves, but they can't yell. If the kids yell, they have to be farther apart. So listen, the suggestions go on. Mind you, Halloween can be very dangerous, you know, but I like to look at the people who's giving my kids their candy, you know, and kind of size them up. I don't want blind candy sitting on the side of the road. I think that could be more dangerous. But then again, with car accidents and all that, Halloween isn't the safest, you know, holiday anyway. So that's what the CDC says. Don't kill the messenger. Halloween is going to suck this year. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've spoken about pulmonary fibrosis on the show, and some of you have asked about the lung remodeling that might occur after a COVID injury and the acute lung injury that we've seen with COVID, and if the scarring can cause a fibrosis or restrictive type of picture in the lungs. Well, joining us today, and I'm very, very honored to have this physician with us because it's Pulmonary Fibrosis Awareness Month, is Dr. Sonia Danoff, Senior Medical Advisor for the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation Care Center Network, and also Associate Professor in the Division of Pulmonary and Critical Care Medicine at Johns Hopkins University. So, Dr. Danoff, thank you for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me today.
Great, yeah. So, I mean, it's startling. We have more than 200,000 Americans living with pulmonary fibrosis. We're concerned that number's going to rise. What are you seeing?
Well, I think that you're absolutely correct. Pulmonary fibrosis is a disease that's not terribly well recognized by most Americans. In fact, a recent survey by the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation found that 9 in 10 Americans actually don't know what the symptoms of pulmonary fibrosis are. And that's an important thing to know, because pulmonary fibrosis is a slowly progressive disease that damages the part of the lung that's involved in absorbing oxygen from the air. When the body doesn't absorb enough oxygen, then the muscles and the organs of the body just don't work as well as they normally would. Most people experience this as being short of breath with doing things that they would ordinarily be able to do, say things like walking up a flight of stairs or carrying groceries from a car. Something that would ordinarily be easy over months or years becomes very challenging and maybe even something that people try to avoid. And that happens because the lung is being injured and then finally scarring. And in addition to being short of breath, patients who develop pulmonary fibrosis will often describe a cough that's sort of a nagging cough. It's not the kind that you get when you have a bronchitis where you get it for a few days and then it goes away. This is one that lasts for months or even years and maybe is more noticeable to the people around you even than to the person themselves. Finally, a lot of people just say, you know, I just don't have the energy to do the things I ordinarily would do. And unfortunately, because these symptoms are kind of nonspecific, that I get a bit short of breath when I do things, I have a little bit of a cough, I'm a little more tired, a lot of people attribute these symptoms to getting older, being a little bit overweight, maybe not getting enough exercise. And that often will delay the time that it takes them to get to a doctor and recognize that there's really a medical problem that needs to be treated.
Oh, so well done. Yeah, we just diagnosed somebody with pulmonary fibrosis because they had, it was over telemedicine, because they had thought that they had a cough that was kind of post-COVID, but they started to lose some weight. Their relative thought that their fingers looked like Spiegel from Lord of the Rings, and I'm like, look, if you don't have COPD, I think you need to be checked out for pulmonary fibrosis. And we got some follow-up on that patient, and I'm not saying anybody with a chronic cough has this, but, you know, as Dr. Danoff had suggested, you know, there's these symptoms that when a cough doesn't go away, you know, we don't think it's acid reflux related or asthma related, you know, pulmonary fibrosis has to be in our differential.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, pulmonary fibrosis is scary to some because we don't talk about a lot of cures, and it's not an easy condition to treat. What are you and your team doing at Johns Hopkins in terms of pulmonary fibrosis support or treatment?
Sure. Well, you know, there are a lot of chronic medical diseases that we don't know how to cure yet. And nevertheless, people live very, you know, long periods of time and good quality lives with them. And pulmonary fibrosis should be that same kind of disease. We don't have a cure yet, but there are certainly a lot of people who are working on better understanding the disease, developing better medications to treat it, and also discovering what the cure will be. And that's, those are the kinds of things that the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation supports with its research fund. But for right now, there are medications that have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration that don't cure the disease, but they certainly slow the progression down. And so those are important options for patients. In addition, we like for our patients to have access to things like pulmonary rehab, which is a monitored exercise program that allows people to build their endurance and their strength so that they're able to do more. And also, some patients do need oxygen because the oxygen will allow them to exercise for longer and more vigorously and may allow them to do things that they want to do. So there are actually quite a number of things that are available to people who have the diagnosis of pulmonary fibrosis. But because some of these medications particularly wouldn't be used in general, it really is important to get to the diagnosis.
Now, you know, have you seen COVID play a role in a higher incidence of this, or is it too early to tell?
You know, I think that's something that's on a lot of people's minds right now. Certainly our world has been turned upside down by this pandemic. And so just a couple of things. Many people who've had very severe COVID-19 infections are told after they recover that they have some scarring in the lung. And that is something sometimes referred to as pulmonary fibrosis. We don't know whether those patients are going to have progressive disease, which is what pulmonary fibrosis that we're talking about is.
Right.
So it's a situation where the terms can be very confusing. At the moment, we don't have evidence that suggests that people who had COVID-19 are necessarily going to develop this progressive disease, but they may well be left with a fixed scar in the lung that is a mark of their having had a COVID-19 infection.
Does lung tissue have the ability to, I mean, you know, we know that the liver can repair itself, and for years we thought that the lung didn't have a lot, you know, much of a rejuvenation sort of role, but have you noticed lungs ever heal themselves? I mean, I know there's that remodeling, but have you ever seen lung tissue be able to repair itself?
Sure, and you're bringing up a really good point. People tend to think about the lungs as being somehow protected or isolated because they're inside the body. But really, the lungs are much like the skin. They're constantly in contact with the outside world because we're constantly breathing in the air in our environment that has, you know, smoke and exhaust and particles and bacteria and things like that. So the lung has to be able to regenerate, and it has to be able to protect itself from infection and from foreign material. The lung has a tremendous amount of regenerative capacity, and that's really why people are able to live to be, you know, 100 and still be active physically, because their lung is able to recover from those injuries. But when a person has a process like pulmonary fibrosis, part of what seems to take place is rather than the lung being able to heal itself in a way that leaves the normal lung behind, instead a scar is laid down, and that scar tissue or fibrosis is not capable of absorbing oxygen the way normal healthy lung is. So in fact, that process of being able to rejuvenate itself and return itself to normal may be part of the problem that leads people to develop pulmonary fibrosis.
So true. We're talking to Dr. Sonia Danoff, Senior Medical Advisor for the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation. What can people do to prevent? I know it's difficult because there's a lot of, you know, comorbid conditions and environmental toxins that might play a role. What advice can you give our listeners to in terms of prevention?
Sure. You know, I think that the first thing that I would say, and this I think you would hear from the mouth of almost any doctor anywhere, is that I really encourage my patients and everybody I know to remain physically active. And part of the reason for that is that a healthy body is firstly going to stand you in better stead no matter what happens to you. And for patients who might develop pulmonary fibrosis, if they're more active, they may actually recognize the symptoms earlier. So somebody who, say, goes out and hikes might notice that they get out of breath before they would notice it if they were, say, sitting at a desk doing their desk job all the time. So remaining physically active, maintaining a good body weight. And obviously, we definitely recommend people not smoke because we know that tobacco smoke is one of the things that increases the risk of developing pulmonary fibrosis.
So true, so true. How can people find out more about the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation?
The Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation has a wonderful website. I'd encourage people to go to abouttf.org. That's a really nice entry point to learn a little bit more about pulmonary fibrosis symptoms, diagnosis, treatment, and also to access the many resources that the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation has developed for patients, loved ones, doctors, to try to make them more aware and to make the care for patients with pulmonary fibrosis even better.
Fantastic. Dr. Danoff, thank you and your team so much. Can't wait to have you back. Bless you, and we appreciate all you do.
Thank you so much.
1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Chuck Grassley of Iowa are releasing a report regarding possible conflicts of interest between the Bidens and Ukraine, finding that Hunter Biden's position on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma Holdings, was problematic and that the warnings about his role were ignored by the Biden administration. Late Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is being honored in Washington, D.C. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from our nation's capital.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket now at the U.S. Supreme Court. Ginsburg, who died Friday, will lie in repose at the court today. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to ever receive that honor.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. In less than 2 weeks, Beverly Hills police have found 87 people who are allegedly connected to Employment Development Department fraud and identity theft. Detectives say they recovered 181 fraudulent EDD cards with a value of over $3.6 million. Lester Friedman is the mayor of Beverly Hills.
The EDD cards, which are unemployment-based, have been sent out all over the country, and they're being spent in our community as well as a lot of communities in the state of Beverly, in the city of Beverly Hills.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Most of those arrested are not from California, according to Friedman. The House has approved a bill that extends funding to the government through December 11th after reaching a deal with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin late Tuesday to avert another partial government shutdown on October 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so clean.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, sad day. Football legend Gale Sayers, legendary Chicago Bears star, pro football Hall of Famer, died, unfortunately, today at the age of 77. We don't really have any details as to regarding the cause of death, but the statement was released saying, all those who love the game of football mourn the loss of one of the greatest to ever play this game, with the passing of Chicago Bears legend Gale Sayers. He was the very essence of a team player, quiet, unassuming, and always ready to compliment a teammate for a key block. Gale was an extraordinary man who overcame a great deal of adversity during his NFL career and life. He played for seven seasons, I believe, with the Bears. Was drafted in the first round of the 1965 draft. He became Rookie of the Year after totaling 22 touchdowns and 132 points. Both of those were records at the time. And he was named to four Pro Bowls. He was also named Defensive Player of the Game three times, was selected First Team All-Pro five times, and was named NFL Comeback Player of the Year in 1969 after sustaining injuries to his right knee. He had an ACL and MCL injury. So he finished his career with 4,956 rushing yards, 39 touchdowns, and an average of 5 yards per carry. And he became the youngest player ever inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1977 when he was only 34 years old. So, sadly, we lost a legend, and it's always hard to see. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, currently being memorialized right now by many. Apparently, she has about 127 clerks in attendance. Everybody seems to be social distancing, but you do see the crowds start to come in. Some of her clerks are serving as honorary pallbearers. The rest is lining up on the building steps. Chief Justice John Roberts had discussed her love for opera, but cited her as being a rock star. And so, from what we understand, her body, even though it's covered, will be available for viewing and prayers over the next 2 days. They're doing social distancing, but, you know, as with, you know, public memorials, I don't believe the 50-person rule is in play. I believe they're going to kind of streamline the crowds, but from what we understand, crowds are already converging. There's a Japanese woman who is now 117 years old, who is the country's oldest living person. You know, I've talked about how our life expectancy has just, you know, increased, and we understand that the opioid epidemic caused a fallback. We took a step backwards with the opioid epidemic because many younger people were dying. But overall, we are seeing older individuals live longer. I mean, look, Ruth Bader Ginsburg died at the age of 87 after having multiple cancers. We've had another figure who I believe lived well into his 90s. And for men, we usually see women outlive men. I know men are kind of like, does that have to be explained? Come on. You know, honestly, we think estrogen might, you know, cause, estrogen might be protective, you know, and it's, you know, I do agree. It is hard to live, you know, with certain people, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's your wife that's causing your lack of longevity. Tommy DeVito, singer and founding member of Four Seasons, died at the age of 92. So, you know, we're definitely seeing longevity. And this Japanese woman is 117 years old. Her name is Kane Tanaka. She's actually drinking Coca-Cola. And she's wearing a favorite t-shirt, and she looks pretty happy. She looks very happy. And she is considered by the Guinness World Records the oldest person in the world to have reached another milestone in Japan. She has set a record as the country's longest living person. She's under 17 years and 261 days alive. So in 100 days, or 99 days, she becomes 118. She surpassed the age of Nabi Tajima, who had died in 2018, being 117 years and 260 days old. Gosh, that's kind of crazy, you know, where you have interviews and you're being compared to somebody who died within minutes of you and your age. I just kind of wonder how that's, you know, how that's kind of playing on their psyche. But my guess is if I ever lived till 117 years old, I would be like, you know, every day is a gift, and yeah, let's just celebrate every day. And, you know, I don't think anybody really has to kitten glove it. And obviously, if she lived 117 years and 261 days and she's still kicking, she's probably one tough cookie. So Tanaka received congratulatory gifts from her family and messages and, you know, respects from several local officials. And barely, it's an ad for Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is reportedly her favorite soft drink. And her 60-year-old grandson, isn't that interesting? A grandson. You think grandson, little kid, he's 60. Even amid the novel coronavirus pandemic, my grandmother is well and looks to be enjoying her life every day. As a family, we're happy and proud of a new record. So she was born January 2nd, 1903. She lives in a senior home in Fukuoka, and she actually enjoys studying math. She plays the game Othello. Get this, she likes chocolate. Chocolate and Coca-Cola, I tell you, now, my guess is, I mean, when we Americans, when we have a Coca-Cola, we drink a big gulp. Okay, my guess is she takes a couple sips of hers. Same thing with chocolate. When we eat chocolate, we eat a whole entire, like, you know, bag, but, yeah. So, interesting, and good for her. You know, we've looked at the centenarians, or this is beyond a centenarian because she's in the one teens. And, you know, when you look at how, what, you know, happened in their lives and how they lived along, one is good genes. Usually they've had good genes. The other is they've had a routine. It's the routine of they go to bed every day at a certain time, they eat, you know, at a certain time. I think it's a catch-22. So I think on one end, having good cyclical activities that your body can rely on and prepare for, whether it's insulin production or your metabolism or your bowels working, etc., I think having a rhythm is very advantageous. Where I, though, get a little concerned about that is when your rhythm is put out of whack. So like COVID, for many of us, completely shot our workout schedule. Many of us still worked out. I still worked out, but it was nothing like pre-COVID. Same thing with meals and going to work, etc. So my only concern about having somebody who is older on a very, very strict regimen, and that's kind of what's getting credit for their longevity, is when the poop does hit the fan and changes have to be made, is that unfortunately enough to start tipping them over? Figuratively. So I love the idea of, you know, you'll hear people who live in Italy in some of these, you know, small towns and villages in Italy, and they have their wine, they'll have their glass of wine, they'll have their daily walk, they'll do their gardening, they'll get their sunlight, and you put it all together and you're like, okay, so it's a little wine, it's some sunlight, it's activity, it's a love of life, it's an appreciation of nature, it's, you know, living in Italy, I mean, you know, or living in Japan, I mean, beautiful countries, right? You know, living in villages maybe away from you know, pollution, and you start to put it all together. But, you know, you throw something like COVID in there or a move or, you know, some disaster that happens at a home, you just wonder if that kind of puts them over the edge. So I love having flexibility. And so if I could give any advice to anybody who's taking care of a senior who's doing really, really well, or for those of us that are starting to get up there in age, you know, make sure you kind of have a range, you know. Don't just eat at 12 o'clock sharp. You know, have a range between 11 and 1 so the body kind of gets used to and is a little bit more flexible. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Guys, so we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So early on with the COVID pandemic, and I'm owning up to it, I was thinking this would follow the SARS 2003-2004 outbreak, and I was hoping by the summer the heat would kill it, at least our heat, because we had a huge drought, and I guess we got up to 117 degrees. I don't know. I live in Vegas, and so I just didn't see a virus lasting this long. I also didn't, I think none of us foresaw the economic consequences of, you know, closing down for a week or two and then still staying closed and then still staying closed. And then when you live in a city of tourism, you're just screwed. Anybody who relies on tourism is going to be in for a very, very long haul, and it's not very easy. There's been a lot of discussion, and I've gotten questions on the economy and stock market. I follow the stock market, but not to the degree as an economist would, so please don't take stock tips from me. Overall, I am concerned about an October 1 apocalypse, right? Remember the PPP loan mandate that you needed to keep your staff on till September 30th if you were going to get that money and have that loan forbeared. September 30th is coming up really soon, which means once companies that have been kind of dying, finally reach that mark, I think we're going to see mass layoffs October 1. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see the market have some sort of a crash. There's been a lot of discussion of Senator Elizabeth Warren taking over as the either Treasury Secretary or some sort of czar in the finance aspect of a Biden administration. People are concerned about a lot of her ideas. So there could be some drastic drops with the stock market if Biden wins. That just a guess, right? It all depends on how vocal they are about Elizabeth Warren being involved with the economy. Now we have, unfortunately, probably one of the most worst prognostic factors, and I know some of you might kind of disagree with me, but we're being told that multiple universities are canceling spring break. Now, you could think, well, so spring break is just the young ones. Well, for anybody in the economy and anybody in the travel industry, anybody into tourism, this is devastating. Understandable why these universities are doing it, but spring break, that was one of the first blows to many companies and many organizations and many destinations when spring break was canceled. And it's not just about people going wild on a beach, okay? Me and my husband, same thing. We're talking about, okay, maybe we'll finally be able to take a trip. Maybe we'll finally be able to get a flight for sometime in April when the kids are on spring break and we'll get to do some sort of a trip. If I were you guys, I would hold off. So we're being told that University of Tennessee, spring break's canceled. University of Florida, Baylor, Texas Christian, Kansas State, University of Kentucky, Iowa State, University of Iowa. And these are Midwest. We're not even talking the huge hotspots we've seen on either poles of the country. University of Iowa, University of Northern Iowa, Carnegie Mellon, or there's Carnegie Mellon, Ohio State, University of Michigan, University of Wisconsin, and Purdue. Now, I get it, Midwest universities follow other Midwest universities, I get that, and why? Why is spring break is like, gosh, over 6 months away, why are even they concerned about that? Well, because I think this online schooling is going to be a trend. I don't see online schooling going away. And I don't think universities are seeing kids come back. And I think they want to incorporate more curriculum. And if the kids are already online having a break, it's interesting. One of my kids had classes on Labor Day. I'm like, you're lying. He's like, Mom, sorry, I can't hang out with you guys on Labor Day because I have to go to class. And I think that nobody's open on Labor Day. There were online classes on Labor Day. So holidays, national holidays, doesn't exist. I mean, look what happened with Easter. Now go Zoom Easter. You can't Zoom Easter with your family. I mean, right now we're Zooming the High Holy Days in Judaism. It's not very effective. I mean, we do what we can, but it's no wonder that they're going to be making changes with spring break. But the problem is, and everybody's been telling me, Dr. Dahlia, you're being too pessimistic. Come on, things, we just got to get through the election. COVID will go away after the election, you'll see. Or, we just got to get through January. And maybe it's because I'm in Vegas and some of you guys aren't, but when you hear that plans for travel are getting canceled, or opportunities for people to take breaks are getting canceled, or you're hearing that conferences are going online, then That, I mean, you know, people need to plan 5-6 months in advance. So if we still have a COVID crisis, and I have to admit, I didn't expect when we were out of flu season, you know, and in the, because again, I blamed a lot of these deaths on also being flu and heart attack and pneumonia season, but we're still having death rates rise. And I think we have more scrutiny over how we're identifying these deaths. So when I'm told by a hospital that, yeah, these are COVID-related deaths, I'm believing those numbers. Whether we could debate the 200,000, whether that's an overestimation or not, that's a whole other discussion. But we are still having people die of COVID. So now anybody planning a conference or planning a curriculum or planning, if they have to plan 6 months ahead, 1 year ahead, we're already looking into spring. And I bring this up because, you know, for me, I kind of grew up in a family where we were kind of taught to not look forward to anything. Because whatever we tried to look forward to would get canceled or something would happen. Or we wouldn't have the money or would lose the house or would lose the apartment. And we would just, we just really didn't have a very, you know, consistent sort of childhood or living arrangements. And I went to 12 schools and, you know, I kind of grew a resilience out of it. So I'm kind of grateful for my upbringing, but I do have a more pessimistic look. And, but the thing that made me more resilient was the expecting it, you know, and maybe I don't enjoy life as much. Maybe I'm not as optimistic as I should, but we got floored when all of a sudden we were told that we couldn't work or your clients weren't coming in. And being floored, I think, is a much more, shall we say, scary footing than going, okay, you know what, we're going to be in for hard times for months. And when I hear business owners say, look, I could do this till the fall, we're going to be good till the fall. And I'm like, what about winter? What about next spring? I mean, if anybody has a business, and I know they're praying, and I mean, I'm praying for you guys too. You know, this is kind of the time that we pray a lot in Judaism. You know, God's like, where have you been all this time? I go, now I got more. I got more. Don't go away yet. I got a lot more to pray for here. Like, it'd be nice to hear from you in April. You do hear from me in April, you know, because I get all constipated with Passover foods. You hear from me. I'm like, oh, please. Yeah. Please let this colace work. So, but for those people that are, you know, or those businesses that are like, look, we just got to get through the election, or we just got to get through 2021. And mind you, maybe President Trump is going to be better for the economy than Biden, you know, or Senator Warren or whoever they put in charge of the economy. Unfortunately, with people planning ahead for 6 months or a year, there's an issue. Now, I know in Vegas, there's some conferences planned in May, and I know that we're still trying to attract people coming, but spring break being canceled by universities and schools are kind of the most conservative, not conservative in terms of politics, but conservative in terms of, you know, in terms of, you know, future plans and things like that, because they could kind of change things a little easier. To me, that means we're going to be in for a long haul. That's just my prediction. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR-BULL.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.